Then you learn them to say, to stop when you say whoa. And then you put the saddle on them. And you tighten up the cinch. And you walk them around for a while like that. Then you take a sack and put it full of straw. And you tie it in the saddle. And then you let the horse carry that around.
Little by little, I get used.
My mother broke several horses. She was good. And I've seen her with her shoulder pulled out of place because she'd taken Bronx to the... Now, this wasn't riding horses. This was team, you know, breaking them for a team. And whenever you let go of a Bronc, that was about the last you'd see of him, you know. He'd take your halter and away he'd go.
What about these animals that they take to the bottom of the Grand Canyon? Have you ever heard of those? It's sort of like a horse, but smaller.
You mean burros? Mm-hmm. We had burros.
Well, what do you call when you cross a burro with a horse? Or
No. A mule is what you cross a jackass. That's a... Let's see, what cross do you get a jackass from? Well, you cross a mare with a jackass, and you get a mule.
And a jackass is different than a burro.
Well, he may be the male burro.
Oh, I see.
I'm not quite sure about that, because Dad raised mules, too, you know.
Were there different names for mules? Do mules have sex?
Yes, there's the... No, I don't know. I couldn't tell you whether they're different ones or not. The only thing is that a mule, there must be mules that are male. But they cannot breed. They have not the ability to breed another mule.
I see. Okay. What would you call a string of horses or a bunch of horses running together? Is there any particular name you'd have for that?
A herd of horses?
Is that what you call it?
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard the term Remuda?
Now, you know what that is, don't
no,
you?
I don't.
Well, now that, on these roundups, in the spring and fall, the horse roundups, each rider brought so many horses, okay? Mm-hmm. Then, riding horses, that was, because they just covered the territory and went and got horses all over. I've seen miles of horses on our ranch hillside there, covered.
Just wild ones.
Just wild ones. They were bringing in to brand the colts. Okay. And they would have what did they call those kids? A couple of young fellows that would herd these, the Remuda, you know. That was a saddle horses for all the riders.
So a Remuda was only the saddle horses?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So a pool of horses?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. What term would you use for cattle of poor quality? Is there any term you
could use? Oh, gosh. Were they? Poor quality. Those, the only cattle I can remember that we called them locoed. There was a weed that they ate, and they went completely loco. They'd run into you and butt themselves, their head against a barn.
And those were locoed cattle?
They were locoed, uh-huh.
What about sheep? Anything like that with sheep?
Well, yes. Death camas was the weed that the sheep would eat that killed them, and loco is what the cattle ate that killed them. And it was certain times of the year, but now it's been so long since I was involved in that kind of stuff that I can't remember.
Can you think of any animal calls, the way you would call a cow? What would you say if you're calling cows to have them come in?
Just milking? Something like, Sue, you know.
And for pigs?
Well, I never had to call the pigs, so
so
I don't know.
Okay, what about for...